Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Miss Jerusalem. Swear, Miss Jerusalem. Yeah, Miss Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Ooh. Hope I get to see you someday. Ooh. Yeah. Just know that everything gonna be perfect. Ezekiel already wrote it, very simple on how he worded. Yeah. Everything flawless, most high always flawless. I stick to the script because I really know who the boss is. Put it together,
put it together.
Created the world,
yeah.
No other God,
no other God.
So I never settle,
no.
I ain't even tripping cause the Father gon' work it out. Just like back in Egypt when the Father brought us out, yeah. He did it before,
yeah.
He gon' do it again,
no.
We gonna win,
we
gonna have it again,
yeah.
I'm sick of living like we never count. We need our home like the word in our mouth. Oh, Jerusalem, yeah.
Oh yeah, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hallelujah. Way. Thank y'all for tuning in right here for to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom to you out there, my brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom to you. This is the More Aria Yisrael. I am, one more time, my name is More Aria Yisrael. Those of you who do not know about Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, this is our first time broadcasting. Well, you know, we used to broadcast a little bit on Culture Freedom Radio, which, you know, on and operate as well. But now we're just coming out here separately for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah right here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is doing an introductional show for a lot of you probably who don't know about Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. We've been around for about 2 years maybe or more doing this thing, you know, podcasting and things of this nature. Not only myself, but my brother, the Chief Rabbi David Israel, Rabbi David Israel. We are your teachers right here, the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. So I just wanted to do an introductional show, like I said, to get people affiliated with who we are right here. We were hosting classes and things, our classes, on a podcasting site called TalkShoe.com. But recently, I don't know, man, I guess they shut the show down because I don't really know what the problem is. I don't know. Only y'all knows. But I did a show, and the last show that I did before it stopped distributing our podcast through all the various podcasting sites like iHeartRadio and things of that nature. I did one called the Deteriorating Society, the Deterioration of American Society, the Deterioration of American Society. And I went into some things about you know, like the so-called Joe Biden administration funding or wanted to fund or give grants to these places called injection centers to basically fund them to give drug paraphernalia to drug users. And so I went in there and just so happened, it's funny that after that show, that class, that our shows stopped being distributed through the various podcasting sites. So it was just crazy because the Chief and I, we did a Shabbat after that. On last Shabbat, we did one, and I noticed it wasn't being distributed. So yeah. So we might just bring it here, come on here to Blog Talk and start bringing the classes here. Well, actually, we are. It's not that we're going to start doing them here. So we'd like for you to follow us and join in with us for our classes here, right here on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. One thing about us that we are Tanakh only, but we say Tanakh only. Some of y'all say Old Testament out there. And this is our foundation, Tanakh. Yes, primarily just Tanakh. Now, sometimes you might hear us, we might go into some things that what they're calling the Gospels or what people miscall the New Testament, what we just call, I just said the Gospels. And we go into some things, we break down a lot of things from that and explain why we do not follow those books or whatnot. And even sometimes we might go in and teach some things from that. Because now I would say here again, we're not saying that there's not some things that's in there, some truths in that, those so-called Gospels. But the biggest, one of the major problems why we don't follow it, because this whole thing about this person they call, a.k.a. Jesus, a.k.a. Yahweh Shai, a.k.a. Yahshua, being what we call the Mashiach or the Messiah. And we got some classes we need to, we're going to have to get into that to break down this whole thing about the Mashiach. What is the Mashiach and things of this nature? But we don't subscribe to that. And, you know, there's a various reasons because it don't match up. Like I said, what does Johnny Cochran say? If it don't fit, you must acquit. So there are some things that's in that so-called New Testament that does not fit with Torah. One thing we know that Torah says that no man can die for another man's sin. So when you're telling us and trying to teach us that this person, Jesus, Yahweh Shai, died for our sins, and only way that we can have salvation or be saved is through his blood, that contradicts Tanakh. That contradicts the Tanakh. So, you know, so things of that nature, there's a lot of things of that nature, and we will be having shows going into a lot of this. And even if we don't have some classes doing it live, I'll be sharing different, you know, documentaries and things of this nature going into a lot of things on here. So yeah, this is not going to be just a long one today. And I forgot to make sure I do this as well. You know, we got to always, like, say our Israelite national anthem. You know, as this is what I call it, y'all, the Israelite national anthem, by starting off with the Shema. Got to do that. That's why I say it's our national anthem. So we say it here, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. That is to say, hear Israel, Yahuwah, our Elohim, our power, Yahuwah is one. And we state that. So, you know, he is one. So there is no Trinity. There is no Trinity, no quantity. There is none of that stuff that's being ascribed to Yah. And this is something else as well. When we read this, and I don't, you know, we have our so-called messianic brothers and sisters out there who say Yah is the only power or Yah is our power. If they read the Shema, and I've heard some groups open up with reading Shema, but then they'll turn around and be saying Most High and Christ. How can you read Shema and says Yah is one, and then you holler a scribe saying Most High and Christ? When you put the and, you're adding y'all, who y'all calling Christ, y'all, you know, they're supposed to be Mashiach anyway, like y'all saying that is his last name, but that is supposed to be what he's supposed to be. But anyway, when you said Most High and Christ, you're adding him into the equation with Yah and saying, you know, like they reign together in power. So Most High in Christ, no. So this is some of the things that here on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah that we point out. We point out things of this nature, and we teach, you know, things that, you know, that against those type of things. So yeah, and I'll tell you, like, some of the things, like, you know, I know most people, I'm just getting introduction to show some things that we about and study with. As well, we know there's a lot of people, well, that like the King James Version of the Bible. I'm not a big fan of the King James Version of the translations of the Bible. I study out of it as well, but because I know that's where a lot of our people is at. And, you know, I study with a lot of different translations of the Bible. But I have in my possession several, like I have the Kamash from the Stone Edition collection. I have the Kamash, which was, you know, we would say the Torah. I have the Tanakh by Stone Edition. I study with that a lot. I have really what they call the Jewish Complete Study Bible, the Jewish Complete Study Bible, you know, and that's basically a messianic, what y'all would call, and I hate using that term messianic as well, so I'll let y'all know, but I have what is called a so-called messianic Bible, study Bible, but it tried to give a little bit, show the connection with the, you know, the Israelite tradition and even words, and they kind of like, almost like those restored name Bible, which I do have one of those, like the Hallelujah Scriptures. I have the, one of those I study out of from time to time as well. Even my African Heritage Bible. Yes, I have an African Heritage Bible. I like that one. And even I bought me a Israelite Nation Gold Edition, which I really don't study out of. It's the words are too small. I like it, but the words are very small. So it's for my eyes. I have another one here, Our African Heritage Bible. I really don't study out of that one, but it came when I bought the African Heritage Bible. It came as a set, so I just grabbed the set. Have some good notes to it. That's what I like about it, to show the connection between us as a people, what we call melanated people who are the Israelites and things of that nature who are. Now, notice again, we don't call ourselves, that's what we had a conversation last time. I'm going to go into that a little bit. And a brother was mentioning about Israelis. I don't recall, you know, are y'all not Israeli? Like, no, we're not Israelis. And that's all I told them. That's the Europeans who call themselves Israelis. Notice I told them, like, the Tanakh or the Bible says Israelites. Israelites, but you notice they don't call themselves Israelites. Yeah, there's something else in it. They don't call themselves, they call themselves Israelis. We are the only ones that say that we are the Israelites, you know, so-called black people. We, you know, I'm trying to get away from even using that term, you know, but the people of melanated skin, we call ourselves Israelites because they know that they are not the Israelites. So they have taken on another name, Israelis. And even when we was going about the thing, the Jewish. And I remember my Moorish brother used to say that the word, like when you say Moorish, you're saying you're like a Moor. Because the ish part, I-S-I-S-H part, ish being like, but you're not the original. You are like. So even we know that they say they are Jewish and not. But that would be terminology, meaning that they are not the Yuhadim. Now, we know this Jew thing is a new word and certain things. So we would say Yuhadim, Yuhadim. So, yes. So we get into a lot of these type of subject matters and bring things out right here on the tabernacle. So, yes, we're going to try to keep, I don't have a, you know, exactly time frame and things that we'll be doing live Shabbat and all of this yet. Those things will be worked out. But, yeah, we will be moving now and doing our shows and classes right here on Blog Talk. Now will be the home that we broadcast our classes on. And we, time to time, y'all also can check out our YouTube site, which I periodically I will do a video. I might do one today so I can let the people know that we are on here on Blog Talk. So, but I periodically throw up some videos or do a video on YouTube. So you can check us out again and follow and subscribe to our Tabernacle, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on YouTube. Yes, there's Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on YouTube. You can go over there and follow the YouTube page as well because, like I said, periodically, I will go over there and do a show. I hadn't did one in a minute. But we do have some great classes on there. And I'll give y'all go to my page and give y'all some titles of some of the classes that you probably want to go and check out. And I know I did one a while back when I did one, a class called I did one entitled "Why I Don't Waste My Time Debating a Messianic Hebrew." Yeah, I did one. I don't waste my time wasting a Messianic Hebrew. And whose authority are the nation of Israel, the Israelites, really under? Yeah, whose authority? Who are the nation of Israelites authority really under? So yeah, just some of the things right there that we did. I did one call. We did a class called "Are the Israelites a Mixed Up, Confused Nation?" Y'all have to listen to that one, because we're going into that because all the different doctrines that we have that's being out here. And so I was kind of going into some things about that. Not to say we are mixed up, but just going into asking questions and going into different scriptures and showing and proving some things in that as well. So yeah, go and check us out right there, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on YouTube as well. So I think that's it. I'm just going to come in. Like I said, we're going to be in here long, but we just want to come in here and just talk to you today and let you know that you can come check us out on here. And we have to remember, Israel, that trying to pull up something, man, look at something. So this is what our job is here. We're trying to, like I said, sound the trumpet as we're told to do. You know, like I said, in Isaiah, actually, Isaiah 58 and 1 say, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show the people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins." So this is our job as Israel. We have to remember that we have to do, you know, cry aloud and spare not, man, spare not. You know, some people might not like what we're saying, and, you know, not just us, but as Israel, I'm talking about Israel as a whole, what we're saying about the sins and things of this nature, we're pointing out the wrong in society and the unlawlessness of society. They might not like it, but we have to not, don't spare them. This is something that Yah want us to do. This is why he chose us as Israel to do this thing. That's why he chose us as example people to do this, because all these other nations who were, you know, heathenist, paganistic, and all of these other things, they didn't want to hear the voice of Yah. So Yah want to, hey, listen, I'm going to get y'all as a special people. If you listen unto me and follow my ways, my words, you know, I will reward you. Now, I ain't going to let y'all do this for free. I will reward you. You know, like a lot of people, man, we want to get paid for our job that we do, right? So y'all was even saying, look, I'm going to reward you. Now, I ain't going to let you do it for free. I'm going to give you this, you know. I'm going to let you go to the land of milk and honey. I'm going to give you a down payment first. I'm going to let you go into the land of milk and honey. And that was our down payment now. But you got to do this now. If you don't, I'm going to take my land and milk and honey back. I'm going to take that down payment back from y'all. And see, we lost the land of Israel, right? Because a lot of things that we didn't keep his law, statutes, and commandments. So we lost a lot of things. And a lot of things we're still going through because of our disobedience to our king, our true king, which is Yah, and our true power. So, yes, sir. So that's why we see a lot of things that's happening today. But God said, with the lift of our voice and show our people, show the people their transgression. What is their transgressions? Because we know and I don't think a lot of people know what transgression is, sin, especially on the Christian side. You know, transgression is the same, it's interchangeable when you say sin and transgression means sin. So, and what is that? When you go against the laws and statutes and commandments of the Most High, when you go against, and even with laws, you know, we teach on here, that because we want to give the people the true understanding, because most people hear the word law and basically I think like the criminal justice center, and that's how I try to put it, the criminal justice center. But we get the true understanding. That's why the Christians say that we're not under the law no more. And so I try to give them that understanding. So, oh, you say you're not under the law no more. You actually know the word law, right? It's an English term where we get now, when we're dealing with the Bible, we say the word law, it takes us to the word back to Hebrew, to the word Torah. And that word Torah, it just don't mean law. It means teachings or instruction. So you're under instruction. So if you're not under what y'all call the Torah or the teachings of instructions, which those teachings and instructions are from the Most High Yah, so whose teachings and instructions are you under? And we know most of them are under Paul's teachings and instructions, not Yah. We get it, though they're under, so they can't say they under, aka Jesus teaching and instruction, because even with that, some ways, he would have been a Torah observant or a Tanakh observer. So we know they are not under that. They are under Paul's teaching and instructions. Because even in those so-called Gospels, they say Jesus, a.k.a. Yahweh Shah. Y'all see how I'm just saying that, you know, Jesus, a.k.a. Yahweh Shah, Yahshua, always talked about the Father. He said, the words that I speak are not my own, but from the one who sent me. Not his, but from the one who sent me. He said, I do not my will, but my Father's will. So he was teaching the people to worship the Most High Yah and keep the commandments, you know, in those Gospels that we do see in the Gospels. But it was Paul, they call Shaul. It was his teachings and instructions that they are under. Amen. He was the one telling them that you don't have to follow Torah, actually. You know, we know we have a lot of brothers who's in this, in these camps who will refute what I'm saying about he didn't teach against the law. And that's cool. You know, that's their understanding. I'm not the Most High Yah. I'm not the one who's going to judge them. I'm not the one to judge them. And I'm not the one who's going to judge them. That's between them and Yah on how they see it. But, you know, so we have here, and if I'm getting ready to get out of here, we have our good brother David, as a lot of people say. Well, he even give us in the book of Psalms, and Taladim, and Psalms 47 and 19, that is, Psalms 19 and, Psalms 147 and 19 through 20, he says here, now I'm reading out of the Tanakh, Stone Edition, my Tanakh. I'm reading here, so I know y'all, some people have King James, but I'll probably read a little different. And some things is not, some things just read different and translate into modern terms. It's not like we're going to say, man, the devil, see, that's the devil, man. You know, I don't read this Bible, New International, because that's the devil trying to change the word of God and all of this stuff. Because, see, some of y'all don't like it. I've heard people say this. If the Bible don't have the word hither and thou and all that in it, that ain't the word of God. I've heard people tell me that ain't the word of God. If it don't have hither, thou, wilt, and all that, that's not the word of God. Man, that's old English, number one. That's old English. Number one, Hebrews didn't speak old English. So you wouldn't be getting the word of Yah anyway. If you want to go by language, you wouldn't be getting the word of the Most High Yah anyway, because he gave it Hebrew. We were Hebrews. So we were speaking a Hebrew. So we wasn't speaking old English. He wasn't saying, oh, hither, thou. Moses wouldn't have been saying, oh, hither, thou. He wouldn't speak, would have been speaking Shakespeare language in the first place. He wouldn't be speaking Shakespeare's language. So, yeah. So I don't know where y'all get that from. But anyway, sister and brother, we read right fast in Psalms 47, 19 through 20, and it says, he who relate his words to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel, he did not do so for any other nation, his judgment. They know them not. Hallelujah. And here we were saying that that Yah related, or Yah taught Jacob, what we call Israel now, Israel, his statutes and his judgments. He gave them unto Israel. See, Yah taught us this. He taught us his statutes. He taught us his judgments. He taught us his statutes, what we're supposed to do and what we should not do, and gave us his ordinance of how we should structure ourselves as a nation and how we're supposed to function as a nation, and his judgment. Well, if you do not abide by these rules and regulations and teachings that I'm giving you, these will be the judgment. Like people say, the curses and things. They say, like, I got to do Deuteronomy 28. These will be the curses. These will be the judgment that will come upon you for your disobedience and not following my statutes and my commandments. All right, I'm giving you the word now. But then it says he hadn't done, when we go back to 20, that he did not do so with any other nation. Now, we talked about the Kemetic brothers over here talking about they have the law of Ma'at, but they don't, you know, they would not tell you that the Most High Creator, like he told Israel, I will take you by your hand. I will take you by your hand and guide you. Now, we don't have any other nation that can verify and say that, or have verified and said that the Most High Yah or the Creator have done that to them, that he have taught them, you know what I'm saying, directly. He have taught them their, you know, the commandments, gave them instructions and gave them commandments and gave them judgments of what's going to happen to them if they be disobedient. So this is what Dawid or David was saying here, that he hadn't done so with any other nation. Now, some brothers and sisters teach that. They try to use this. I know a lot of my camp brothers and sisters say that when they're talking to Christians and things of this nature, and they'll say, see, y'all ain't dealing with no other people but Israel. They take this right here, Psalms 47, 19 through 20, and say that, and try to use it and say, y'all ain't dealing with nobody but Israel. That's not what this is saying. Even if I go to the King James Version, let me try to grab my King James right fast. I only have about 4 minutes. Even if I go to the King James Version, you will not see that. And that's just their interpretation, because some people, I'm just being honest, man, some people, we're dealing with a lot of stuff, man, selfishness. And Yah is not selfish, man. Yah is not that, you know, Yah is, because he talked about the strangers who will and come down and who bow down in his place of worship. So he talks about that, these other people who will come in and serve him. And that's what our job was supposed to be, too, as to, you know, get people back to righteousness, man. And if we're, that's not what our job is, brothers. So that's why we see a lot of people who's filthy and wicked and other nations who's crazy out here in sin, you know. But we don't, do we want to be around, continue to be around people like that? No, we would like to be a better example to them, and hoping they will see our example. If we're living righteous and living right too, right, they will see that and take on our ways and start following our lead if we're doing righteously. So they will take on those ways and follow us and do righteously. And then none of this wickedness and things that we're seeing in the world will be eradicated, will be gone. But even here in the King James Version is saying, you know, Psalms, it says, he showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any other nation. See, how y'all get he have not done so with any other nation, and translate it to your own word and say he's not going to deal with any other nation. That does not say this. This King James, it says that he have not dealt so with any other nation. It does not say that he's not going to deal with any other nation. That's not what it says here. That's not what it says here. But a lot of people take that. I heard a lot of camps when they're talking to maybe Christians and other people, maybe that they call Edomites, and y'all ain't dealing with y'all. He only dealing with Israel only. That's not. And they'll use that. And no. That's not what they say. They take things out of context, and it's done deliberately. It's no mistake. It's done deliberately. But yeah, so this is what some of the things we're going to be getting into on Liberation Tabernacle Yah. So yeah, we ask you to so follow and subscribe to the show right here on YouTube and things of this nature. Not YouTube, I'm saying YouTube. Subscribe to us right here. And like I said, you can go to our YouTube channel as well, but right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be, I got to go ahead and change over the URLs and what's called RSS feeds. I'm sorry, RSS feeds. And so, but you can check out the shows right there on iHeartRadio, Amazon, Spotify, and all of these other podcasting sites where you can follow up Liberation Tabernacle of Yah outside of here on Blog Talk. So I'll let y'all know when all of those feeds are translated over. So these will be some of the things we're trying to get here. But and to the sisters and brothers, says Shabbat Shalom. Have yourself a wonderful Shabbat, and I thank you. Right here, I am the Moray Ariyah Yisrael on behalf of my brother. Is not in the house tonight right here, David Israel. So we thank you on behalf, yes, sir, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and may Yah guide you, may Yah be with you, and may Yah keep you in his, you know, grounded, and standing to not, and stand his words, and stay focused, man. There's a lot of things, there's wickedness out here. All right, shalom.